Welcome to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups. This is a series of podcasts to discuss some common concerns for people who have been affected by someone else's drinking. Today we have Valentina with us. She is a member who is very actively involved in service for Al-Anon Family Groups. Hi, Valentina. Welcome to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery.
Hi, Pat. Thanks for having me.
Have you ever really felt afraid?
Yes, I have. I have many times in my life. Most recently, I would say it was more pronounced when I was living with inactive alcoholism. My husband that I was married to at the time was drinking, and I was always waking up in the middle of the night and afraid of what might be happening out there and car wrecks and a lot of the economic insecurity that comes with this family disease. And so I did. I lived in a lot of fear at that time, and it was a lonely time. But yeah, there was a lot of fear with that.
Which way do you tend to respond to fear?
You know, I think at different times I respond to, in both ways. I mean, there are times when I'm a little, it does make me paralyzed, but more for me, I think I tend to want to go and do something, and I want to do something about it. And I know in the old days, before I had some of the tools of the program, I always thought that I should do something, anything, you know, just to improve things. And that's one of the neat things now, is I realize that sometimes I don't have to do something. I don't have to do anything. I can wait, and sometimes things work themselves out. So my fear doesn't propel me to act as much as it used to.
All right. Did fear play any part in the experience that brought you to your first Al-Anon family group meeting?
Yes, that would be the second biggest moment of fear. When I had to face that, when I had to face that my husband was, I guess you could say he was an alcoholic. I hate to, you know, I don't want to call him, you know, something. If he wants to say he's an alcoholic, that's fine. But yeah, when I realized that I had to face the disease of alcoholism in my family, that I was overwhelmed with fear. For some reason, this is a disease that is, it seems to loom large, and it's scary to face. So when I realized I needed to get some help for myself, I was scared to go to my first meeting. I'm not sure exactly what I thought was going to happen. I was just scared, I guess, to go in there and to share that I was experiencing this and dealing with this. It was just something I never thought I'd have to deal with. Mm-hmm. But then once I got in there, I did get more comfortable. But I was very scared to face the disease.
You think there was a little bit of fear of the unknown when you go into your first meeting?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I felt ashamed.
Sure.
And I didn't have to, but that's just the way I felt.
Well, I don't think you're the only one. A lot of us, I think, have gone through similar feelings in approaching that first Al-Anon meeting. Has Al-Anon given you any new ways to handle your fear?
Yes. Now, it's interesting. Now I tend to reach out to other Al-Anon members. In the past, I tended to isolate, but now I know I can reach out. And the slogans that we have in Al-Anon help me a lot. They're just things that I can quickly apply to my day or to my thinking and my feeling that helps me, that eases things. Easy Does It comes to mind, or Think, or First Things First. So those things help me, I guess, calm down and get on task, get doing to what I need to be doing and not worrying.
Mm-hmm. Have any of your thoughts or feelings about fear changed since coming to Al-Anon?
Now I don't have to be afraid. Certainly I will be at times, but it doesn't have to consume me, and it doesn't have to linger long. And I think that's because, you know, now I see my life as, you know, it's my job to maintain my spiritual condition. And I do that, you know, the program gives me lots of tools. And now it's more like that's a foundation for me. And so I don't have to be afraid real long. And like I said, I can reach out to others, and that helps.
Can you tell us a little bit more about what you mean by taking care of your spiritual condition?
For me, that is reading the Al-Anon literature in the morning. I spend at least 20 minutes doing some reading and just getting my thoughts going in a more positive manner. Starting my day that way. And also, I have a sponsor in the program that I talk to on a regular basis, almost daily. Mm-hmm. And I, the slogans and the steps of the program help me focus on me so that, you know, a lot of times that's where the fear can come in, is focusing on others and things that are out of my control.
Mm-hmm.
And so the steps help me get more centered back on myself and what I can do for me.
How did you get a sponsor, and what exactly do you mean by a sponsor?
I asked a lady if she would be my sponsor, and what I did, I went to meetings for a little while, and I was looking for somebody that I could relate to, that I would feel comfortable with, and to be, you know, that I knew I could be real personal with. I needed somebody that I could trust. And I think that for me, it just became a personal preference. I just, when I was around this person, I knew, I felt at ease.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, well, I think I'm just going to ask her to be my sponsor. And I was a little fearful about that, asking her to be my sponsor. I thought, well, what if she says no?
Sure.
But she didn't. She said she would. And so from there, we've built a great relationship.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you'd like to say to someone in our listening audience who might be feeling a lot of fear right now?
You're not alone. Like I said, I felt a lot of fear, and you know, still do today. I'm not going to say I don't have fear now, and that it gets better. If you take that first step and you get to a meeting and you go ahead and overcome that fear just to get to the meeting and to get around some other people that are experiencing the same things that you are, it can really help and ease your heart. It's worth it. It's worth the risk. That's what I would say to somebody new.
Well, thanks, Valentina, for talking with us about your own fear. And thank you, everyone, for listening to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery. Remember, in Al-Anon family groups, we share our experience, strength, and hope so we can make up our own minds about what is happening in our lives and what we might want to do about it. We keep the focus on our actions and behavior and not on someone else. You're welcome to join us right here for any of the First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery podcasts from Al-Anon Family Groups. Just go to www.alanonfamilygroups.org and click on Podcasts. You're also welcome to join us for a face-to-face meeting of Al-Anon Family Groups in your own community. Go to www.alanonfamilygroups.org and click on How to Locate a Meeting. Thank you for listening to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups.